Chad Russell, Regional Director for Mexico, Central America, and the Dominican Republic, is accompanying the group. He has more details in this U.S. Meat Export Federation report.
The delegation will be comprised of four congressmen, all of whom are members of the lower chamber of the Mexican Congress's Livestock Committee. So they're very much involved in policy related to the Mexican livestock sector. Among the four congressmen will be also the president of that commission. And in addition, we're going to have a high-level SIGARPA official who's the director of the livestock division within the Ministry of Agriculture. So these were all people who can influence policies in the livestock sector.
Russell notes that the group's itinerary includes an in-depth look at every aspect of U.S. meat production, and he expects them to come away with a lot of valuable information.
We have an active outreach program with people in the executive branch of the government and now also with the Congress, all to give them information, give them the facts, and hopefully develop some trust and professional friendships, all with the view of maintaining good relationships. So they'll be going to Denver and meeting with the USMEF leadership. We'll be giving them a series of short briefings about the global red meat situation. We'll be taking them to the Colorado State University to understand better the importance of a land-grant agricultural school and what type of research it does, how it supports the private sector and agriculture in Colorado. We're going to a ranch, a feedlot as well. They'll be going to a meat plant. We will hopefully, during the trip, show them all of the different sectors, but also allow us to cement closer relationships.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.